Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They should call
Who's
you.
Gonna do it?
We don't know. That matters to me, though.
Maybe it's going to be Cam Inman, our next guest from the Bay Area News Group. He's very busy these days. Cam, what is going on with Robbie Gould?
Robbie Gould wants to stay home in Chicago and not come back to the 49ers.
So can
or he wants to come back at a very expensive contract that the Niners are willing to give a 36-year-old kicker.
Yeah, is that and what? How do you think this is going to play out?
Oh, well, here's the thing, Steiny. The catch is, as much as he wants to stay in Chicago, the Niners got a franchise tag on him. So the Bears are going to have to pony up something for not to get him, and they don't have a draft pick in the first two rounds. So do they want to trade a future pick for him? Is that something that the Niners would take? I don't know, but that's one main reason why you have the franchise tag is so you can – hold on to a free agent who's going to be coveted by somebody else and who may not want to be there. So how it plays out, I'm not sure. I don't think that they want to force Robbie to come back and kick if he wants to stay back in Chicago with his family. But at the same time, they got to protect their interests. And my guess is that a deal will somehow get done and he'll actually probably end up kicking somewhere else.
Cam, I want to play a game with you. Fill in the blank. Bosa will be a great pick for the Niners because?
Because he can kick field goals. No. because I think he's a better choice than an interior defensive lineman, as much as you may want him. I think Bosa is going to give him that edge rushing to complement D Ford on the other side that they really need. And you're well stocked on the interior with DeForest Buckner, Solomon Thomas, and Eric Armstead. It makes a lot of sense. If it's not Bosa, then I would guess more Josh Allen than a Quinnen Williams. As much as Quinnen Williams is getting talked up a lot heading into the draft,
yeah,
I think the Niners got to go edge still.
What do you think the Cardinals are going to do?
I think they're going to go with Kyler Murray. I think you make that move with a coach in mind where he wants to marry himself to the quarterback. And I don't sense that he's marrying himself to Josh Rosen, a guy that really struggled as a rookie. He beat the Niners twice, but that wasn't any great feat. But he didn't look great. And I don't think a head coach is going to take over wanting to commit himself to that. So, I think they're going Kyler Murray. Now, if Kyler Murray doesn't go to the Cardinals, then it really becomes interesting because that's when people will think that the Niners have some negotiations with teams that'll want to trade up to get him. But I don't know how many teams want to trade up to get a 5'10 quarterback, scored really low on his Wunderlich. It may have to be depending on what system it is. So it's kind of a fascinating draft from that standpoint if he doesn't go to Arizona.
Yeah, I'm with you, Cam. Now, let me ask you this. How realistic is it that the Niners trade down from number two? Because we heard Lynch just say they're receiving calls. But, Cam, do we know if the Niners are making any calls?
Well, I mean, it's that time of the year where everybody's calling everybody and laying out possibilities and stuff and seeing who would do what. And, you know, when they traded 2 years ago with the Bears, that trade didn't go through until draft day. And when they dropped down a spot and they took Solomon Thomas and the Bears took Trubisky and the Niners, in return, they got 2 third-rounders and a fourth for just dropping down one spot. I would imagine a lot of that's going to be on the fly. But, again, this is more of the top of the draft, so it's something that kind of stuff should be in place.
Cam, I want to ask you about Bosa. Obviously, social media, he's been active on it, and it's caught some people's attention. I don't want to go into the specifics. Does that play into the 49ers' thinking at all, or do they completely dismiss that?
Everything plays into their thinking. To the extent of it is, I don't think what he had on social media was severe enough where it would sound serious alarms.
Right.
One way or the other, Matt, whatever way he is political, he's certainly not coming into the NFL as an activist. or trying to be one. He wants to be a football player, and I think that's what the 49ers are looking for. And John Lynch was asked this point blank yesterday about, you know, Nick Bosa's social media stuff. And Lynch said, you know, that they were aware of it, but they also dug further into his background by checking in with teammates and coaches and players, and came away really pleased with what kind of football player they would be getting. So that's why I think the social media stuff, as much as it may alienate a lot of their fans, and it may not, it may support a lot of other fans, may have a lot of support for them, I don't think it would be a driving factor at all that.
Cam, did you hear the anonymous AFC executive recently told Bleacher Report that Garoppolo could be the next Mahomes? And I wanted to ask you, what do you think of that? And what do the Niners have to do in this draft to make that happen? And is that even realistic?
Oh, I hate doing those because it is so presumptive. And remember, was it Jaworski about 5 years ago said the same thing about Colin Kaepernick was going to be the greatest quarterback of all time, something like that. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be as good as the team around him. He elevated the team when he came in December in 2017, and he looked great. He looked better than Patrick Mahomes did probably this last year because he made the team around him so much better. Jimmy is coming off a very serious injury with his knee, and he's probably not going to look like Patrick Mahomes or a All-Pro this coming year. I would check back in 2020 when he should be more at full speed. But at this point, everything looks great in his rehab, and that's what the Niners really need, because no matter what's going to happen in this draft or to Robbie Gould or anything else, this season's defined by Jimmy Garoppolo's knee and how well that comes along.
Cam, thank you so much for joining us, and I'm sure we'll keep you busy this week, NFL draft weekend coming up.
That's all you got for me, Steiny?
Yeah, that's all I got for you.
Let you off easy, Cam.
Fair enough. Very good. Enjoy the draft.
All right, man. Thank you. Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group.
What do you think about Mahomes and Garoppolo? That was a bit strong.
I don't see that comparison at all.
I'm just come back healthy. That's all I want.
Who's the longtime shark who's not with him? Is Marlo still in the league?
Speaking of which.
See, nobody can answer these questions.
Yeah. No, we were letting you answer.
And who does he play for? Right. Who? Okay. Is there a former shark on the Golden Knights? Or is that my imagination? That's all I want to know. And the guy who's swearing at me from the 707 about what it...
And I can't forget, Yvette, that's your... what's my guy's
name?
And
I just got him mixed up.
Listen, when you asked me to name the five...
Oh, yeah, I was just kidding.
The streets knew I knew the only brother on there was
Ryan
Evander
Carpenter's
Kane.
Who I got him mixed up with.
So I gave you five on top of Evander Kane. You get that, right? Some people coming down my road because I didn't say the only brother on the team, Evander Kane. But everybody knew I knew that.
Hey, you got to come.
I impressed
said
you
it's
with
Ryan
that.
Carpenter. I'm sorry, I misspoke. I misspoke. By the way, I do want to get into the Bosa thing, and I don't really want to get political.
It's hard not to these days, man.
Right, but I mean, listen.
They're going to accept him.
If he's, okay, he's a MAGA guy.
Yeah.
You're really going to not draft him because of that? I mean, that's a joke. I mean.
And.
I mean.
Go ahead, Stoney.
I don't care. I mean, you can't start doing that unless.
Now, if he were to act up and demonstrate and talk stuff in the, you know what I mean? I think they're going to give him a chance, man. They're going to give him a chance.
Right, now I'm mad.
You look mad.
No, I am mad now.
I don't think
I knew it was Marlo who wasn't on the Sharks, and I first thought the Golden Knights.
Oh,
so I doubted yourself.
But
I knew it was Marlo.
Mm-hmm. You got to be true. Look at you. You feeling some type of way, as they say.
Actually, I haven't heard anybody but you say that.
What?
I'm feeling some kind of way. Or is that a new phrase?
What about when you're with Dana? Your other black friend.
I don't think he uses it.
Mm. Ask him.
Yeah. Does he?
Yeah, I've been around him.
All right. Let's head over to Anna. Find out what's happening on 95.7 The Game.
All right. right, thanks, Daniel. The NFL draft is just a few days away, Thursday to be exact, and the 49ers have the number 2 pick. Raiders have the 4th. Who should the Niners pick at 2, or should they trade back? Well, Jim Mora Jr. will join Pop and Bonte today at 2 p.m., and we just heard that 49ers kicker Robbie Gould has requested a trade. The Niners placed a franchise tag on him in free agency. Gould pulled his contract proposals and said he will not negotiate or sign a long-term deal. The Warriors are back in Oakland looking to close out the series against the Clippers tomorrow night at Roarco, which, of course, you can listen to right here on That Advice 7 The Game. And if you want tickets to Game 5, well, we're giving them away. We're giving away 2 pairs, to be exact, during the Damon Bruce Show today at 3:30 and 5:15. And Mark Jackson says that Klay Thompson should be the Warriors' number one priority. Should Klay get the max? Well, Glenn Azubuki will join the Damon Bruce Show today at 4:30. Game 7, Sharks and Knights at the Dig tonight. Did James Harden find himself on a list he doesn't want to be a part of? Steiny and Guru will discuss next. For now, I'm Anna Kugadag. He's on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, join Greg Papa, Damon Bruce, Joe Fortenbaugh, Lorenzo Neal, Bonte Hill, and surprise celebrity guest this Thursday for our 2019 draft special, and it's live from the Mezzanine Lounge at the New Virgin Hotels, San Francisco, located at 240 4th Street, and that's across from the Moscone Center, 240 4th Street. Coverage starts at noon with Papa Bonte and Lo Neal. Full details at 957thegame.com. Come down and watch the draft with us. We had it last year. It was a fun time, and this year it's going to be at the Mezzanine Lounge at the New Virgin Hotel in San Francisco.
You going? Let's go.
Is it? It's Thursday.
Yeah. No game. We're off.
My mom's in town.
My girl.
What? Your girl? Wait a minute. Oh.
No, I was saying.
I thought you were going to say my girl's in town too, but you were actually saying.
Me? No. I'll
calling
tweet
my mom your girl?
No. Nothing. I was saying bring her. You think she'd have fun? Yeah, it came out wrong.
By the way, the 415 says it's feeling some type of way, not some kind of way. I'm feeling some kind. It doesn't come natural. No. I'm feeling some type of way. I'm feeling some kind of way. Does it matter?
Yeah.
Type's better?
I said it wrong. Mm-hmm.
Type? Type's better?
No, kind.
I don't think it matters. No. So, anyway, how about this? I was going to wait to get into this. But it kind of,
you're smiling.
How do I put this? I'm going to promise myself that I won't take this segment personally. All right. You know, Max Kellerman.
Yeah. One of my, I like
him. ESPN.
He's a former rapper.
Who is?
I showed you the video of Max
Kellerman?
YouTube Max Kellerman rapping.
When did you show me a video of Max
Kellerman? Oh, you weren't in the room. You left out. Dude, he used to be a rapper, and he don't want people to know, Steiny. But I thought he would be an attorney. Anyway, I appreciate his work, but I'll bring up the video when we're done after the show. But I like what he does.
All right. Then you can you can respond to this.
But they're about to face Golden State, and I have to believe, especially after Klay Thompson's comments, we're getting ready for them, that, yes, the Rockets may have been looking past the Jazz. You can see that also on hustle-type plays they weren't making. They kind of mailed the whole game in. But I wonder how much of even just the knowledge that Golden State is coming up next affects Harden. Stephen A., we have seen this time and again. James Harden has replaced Peyton Manning in American sports culture as the choker. And by that I mean he can still play very well in the playoffs by normal standards. But Peyton Manning regular season, I think clearly the best ever. Playoffs, different guy. And that has been James Harden's history when the going gets tough in the playoffs. They didn't expose him, didn't shoot that poorly, but even had he, that would be nothing new.
Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Is he comparing Harden to Peyton Manning in the playoffs? And I believe this is a big year for James Harden.
I mean, hold it. Okay. Well, no. Wait, have I not been living in America? Am I missing one of the greatest narratives of all time that Peyton Manning's a choker?
Oh, you know he is.
He won 2 NFL Super Bowls, right? Indianapolis and Denver.
No, he lost to one in Denver.
But he won one in Denver. Peyton Manning. He won two Super Bowls. How can he be a choker and win two Super Bowls? Am I missing something?
What he's trying to say, Donnie, is he's put up monster regular season numbers, and they were the number one seed. And when the Steelers would come in there in Indianapolis, slap them in the mouth. The Chargers would come in there, slap them in the mouth. He got in that one with Denver. Not really giving him credit for
now,
that. His arm was about to fall off. Shout
absolutely
out to Peyton.
So now guys win Super Bowls that we don't give them credit for? I mean, honestly, this is preposterous.
Yeah. It was Von Miller. But hey, so he's got two.
So now, but this is like the climate we're in now.
Speaking
it's like
of which,
now you can win two Super Bowls and be a choker. It's like, no.
But he got his.
If you win Super Bowls, that means you're not a choker.
But you heard the noise about Peyton.
What about
he got him at the end of the boys to me, and he got him at the end of the road.
What about the Colts? He won a title as the Colts quarterback.
Yeah, but he went home early in the playoffs when they were favored after having monster regular season, Steinie, and people blamed the quarterback.
Are you kidding? Okay, you know what? Steph Curry's a choker.
Why?
Because he's never won a Finals MVP.
Now that's preposterous.
What? Why?
Because
why?
It's whoever would pose that is
never
looking
won
for
a
that
finals
narrative.
MVP.
But
so he's won three. Big deal. He's also playing on the best team in basketball history.
But unlike Peyton, his team's won, Stoney.
Come on. That's the best. I can't even believe we're going there.
But
888-957-9570.
He had a monkey
he
for a while.
He won in Indianapolis in 2008.
I'm just telling you,
Scotty,
before he won, he had went home like two or three times, and he wasn't supposed to go home. People thought was supposed to be
this
it.
This is everything that's wrong.
With sports or the world?
Everything. It's everything that's wrong with everything. When did he win a Super Bowl? 2006?
Yeah, he beat Rex Grossman.
So how many years was he in the league then?
A few to where
five?
He put
albatross.
But you know what I'm saying. Chargers came in,
please.
Steelers came in, slapped him in.
First of all, let me ask, you don't believe that, do you?
No, I believe he's one of the, I get what Max is saying.
Peyton Manning's the biggest choker in American sports history? Do you believe that?
No, because he got the rings.
Oh, James,
but he was on that,
James Harden has overtaken him. That's what he said. James Harden now the most overrated athlete in history.
This is what I'm saying, Stanley, and what he's saying. What James is doing in the regular season is historic. So this is, forget any other Rocket, this series against the Warriors is going on James Harden's ledger big time for him to deliver, and they can lose, but if he averages 35, he's fine.
By the way,
he's got to go hard, Heidi.
I'm using Steph Curry as an example to show how ridiculous that statement was. Oh, my God. When was Peyton Manning's rookie year? I mean, what is it, 2019?
Yeah, we're looking it up now. I got the
99.
Guys on. 99. They're going to tell
ooh,
you.
What an albatross for 5 years, six
five,
years.
But
he didn't
Stine, he was doing things
they
in, like
playing
Harden.
They were for the Colts.
No, but he still was putting up numbers.
Were they the best team in the NFL? Were they the best team in the NFL?
They were favored when they got knocked off by the Chargers and Steelers at home. So people were like, oh, the great Peyton Manning. I'm not saying it's fair or warranted, but he took the brunt of it because he was going James Harden in the regular season. That's where the parallels are. You're putting up these monster numbers, but then when you get to the offs, they figure out a way to stop you.
Okay, they figure out a way to stop you. Okay, what about the natural thing that always happens in the playoffs that it gets more difficult?
No doubt.
So you got to take that into consideration. I don't know. Look at Michael Jordan's stats. Are Michael Jordan's stats better in the postseason than
better.
The regular
his,
season?
His went up.
Really?
His went up. Michael's
who else went up?
I would imagine Kobe.
Well,
he was with Shaq, so he's riding shotgun. How about LeBron? We know his went up. LeBron, boy.
This is just crazy.
But, Stoney, ain't true anymore because, like you said, he got two. So I'd never call Peyton a choker because
apparently
it's
it is
over.
True because
he was on that road. He was on that road.
No, but he said Harden has just overtaken.
Now, what would you call James in the playoffs?
What do you mean?
Okay, I'm going to say this to you.
I think he's a great player. I think
he's
been a great
player. They went 0-27.
But
let's be honest. People think James went 0-27. You know what I mean? He caught the brunt of that. That hurt him the most.
Okay, so I mean, I'm supposed to actually talk to people who think Harden went 0-27? We're going to talk about a waste of time. I mean, see, that's the other thing.
Okay, how much pressure on James in this when they beat the Warriors? There's monster pressure.
No, there's not. They're not better than the Warriors.
But him, so, what he's doing and toying with the league.
You know what? This is so infuriating to me. I can't believe it. Do you know anything about basketball?
All sports.
Okay, so the Rockets are not as good as the Warriors. They're not. But they have one player, James Harden, who's maybe as good as their superstars. So don't you think James Harden, when the Warriors play in a best of seven, has to try to do a little too much?
No doubt.
And so his numbers are going to fall. He's going to miss shots. Is that choking? Trying to do too much to help an underdog team?
But LeBron did the same thing, and his numbers went up.
And now you're going to use LeBron, who you've killed repeatedly for losing six finals.
But, yeah. And then it went back to who was around LeBron. But what I'm saying, Steiny, unlike LeBron, Harden needs to put up those numbers so when it's all said and done and the smoke clears, you did your thing.
So Michael Jordan was a choker as he was scoring 63 against the Boston Celtics.
Oh, hell no.
But they couldn't get over.
Oh, hell no.
Because
I would never
call. He's a choker because he couldn't get Dave Corzine and Granville Waiters to the second round. Marcus East Palo Alto. And I broke my promise. I took it personally. And I got upset. What's up, Marcus?
You're crazy, man. You're crazy.
Who, me?
Steph isn't overrated. That Ragoo was talking about with Peyton Manning, he was right on the nail, man. Peyton Manning made it to the playoffs those years, but he got knocked out in that first round. He got knocked out in the first round. Steph made it. He got three championships. Steph got three championships. That's not choking. If you make it to the championship and win, that's not choking.
Well,
if
he didn't win them all. He lost. Well, first of all, how many Super Bowls did Peyton Manning lose?
He didn't make it there. He
Thank
never
you.
Made it.
How many did Curry lose? One. My point is I'm using Curry as an exaggeration. I don't actually believe that. What I'm saying is, how can you believe Peyton Manning is a choker when he's won two Super Bowls?
How many could he have won? How many could he have won, though? If he didn't choke, how many could he have won?
I don't know. Did the Colts have the best team in the NFL all those years? They had the best record. How many times did they go in as the number one seed?
I'm going to say two or three times.
Okay.
All right. That's factual. When the Steelers came in, Chargers came in, and they found a way, defensive coordinators, to get Peyton Manning off his game. And right or wrong, Steiny, that's what I'm saying. Chokers, it's real. And Peyton Manning now, there's no way in hell he's a choker because he's got the two rings.
Marcus thinks he is.
But there was a time, my friend, he didn't have those rings and he was going home. So those exits in the playoffs, you know, you got the homes.
What about Steph Curry's exit? Like, what about everybody's exits in the playoffs? Michael Jordan had seven straight exits in the playoffs.
Michael had a little monkey on his back. People were starting to whisper, like, where's that ring?
Nobody smart. Nobody smart was whispering, looking at that horse crap team. Come on. Oh, man, this is annoying. Really? Peyton Manning. Drew Oakland, what's up, man? Hey, Drew.
Help him out, Drew.
Hey, guys.
What's up? Talk to me, Drew. Talk to me.
I got to go with both of you on this one. Now, if you look at the football side of it, Peyton Manning, I don't see as a choker. I mean, because look at Jim Kelly. He went to four straight Super Bowls, lost all four, but no one says he's a choker. And then you got the 49er guy. What's his name? After Joe. Steve Young. Now, he only got one title. And he had a great team, but no one called him a choker. But on the Harden side, in fact, I'll go deeper. I'll go Chris Paul and Harden. Both those guys have Steph Curry and the gang on their back, the monkey on their back. Where was Harden a couple years ago in Game 7 when they said he was hung over and didn't even show up? And then Chris Paul was supposedly the face of the NBA until Curry showed up. So those guys, I believe, got more pressure on them than the Warriors. The Warriors got pressure to go back-to-back-to-back, but Chris Paul and Harden can't get past the Warriors.
Well, that's because they're not as good. They're not as good of a team. And when this is all said and done, if the Rockets never get by the Warriors...
You don't think it's going to hurt James?
Well, it's going to hurt him, are they really better than the Warriors? Really?
No, man for man, no.
Thank you. So if Harden doesn't do something basically superhuman, he's a failure.
No. And I'm not saying it's got to. I'm saying in totality, like this Warrior thing, we don't know how long it's going to go. I'm sure James wants it over ASAP. But Steiny, when it's all said and done, James needs that ring for him to be, for it to add up to what he's, how phenomenal he's been in the regular season. And about the Colts, four number one seeds, and they lost three times, Steiny.
In the first round?
Yeah, three times.
What were his numbers in the postseason?
See, that I don't have all that.
Remember when he said Alex Smith is a choker? We found out like he has never thrown an interception in a playoff game or something like that?
Well, there was a playoff game. Go ahead.
Before that.
Yeah.
Before he broke his leg. JJ, San Jose, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Hey,
sure. So
you guys bringing up an interesting topic here. So hear me out, Steiny.
Yes, sir.
Let me see if I can help you out, because I'm on your side a little bit, because I don't believe Peyton Manning's a choker, but let me just see if you can see. Just bear with me right here.
I will.
So, Harden and Curry are in the same draft class, 2009. So they're both 10 years in.
Okay.
That's the NBA side. I know Manning came in a little bit before Brady, but for the better part of 10 years, it was basically Brady and Manning as the two best quarterbacks. And if I'm not mistaken, Manning was putting up these astronomical numbers in those 10 years. I believe he had three MVPs by 10 years in or whatever. He was putting up all these numbers. Brady was already had three Super Bowls by the time Manning got his first one. So transfer that to the NBA. Look at the Rockets more or less being like the Colts, the crazy offense and can put up these huge numbers. But the Warriors or the Patriots, they got just as good of an offense, but in them three Super Bowl championships, their defense was way better than the Colts' defense. So I could kind of see it, because if you really think about it, I mean, Harden's averaging 35 this year, but everybody still holds it against them that, well, they're still not going to beat the Warriors.
Right.
The Warriors are the Warriors. Same with the Colts. Colts were the one seed, but at the end of the day, everybody knew they had to go through Brady. And unfortunately for Peyton Manning, who is my favorite quarterback, he was on the short end of the stick most of the time.
Thanks for the call, JJ. Appreciate it.
But he got those rings. He got two of them.
The second one doesn't count, you said.
No, when you look at it from...
You said, well, second one, did he really do anything?
He was bus driving, but he got the ring. Okay. And just like John Elway got his, he was on that path before he got his too, Steiny, back to back. And I know John Elway, how good of a quarterback he is, but the narrative was out there. I didn't make it. It just comes with the territory. Oh, he can't win the big one. Bam, he won two. John Elway now, nobody says anything. And they don't say it to Peyton Manning.
Charles Barkley, choke? Is he a choker? Karl Malone, is he a choker? John Stockton, choker. Ernie Banks, is he a choker?
I'm not calling either one of those guys.
Barkley was in the postseason year after year. He never got it done,
but,
man.
But he balled and played his ass off.
But he never got it done.
That's different, though,
Steiny. He was the best player on his team. He never got it done. Why is it different? Why is Barkley different than Harden?
Because Barkley's never historically had a season or seasons like what James Harden is
Charles
doing.
Barkley was considered in his prime a top 3 to 5 player. Same thing.
Gotcha.
Same thing. Who cares about the numbers?
It's part of the narrative, though. It's what hurt Peyton Manning. 26 a game, and Harden averaged 30.
What's the difference?
I guess what it is, Steiny, is do the numbers, do they translate to the playoffs? Can you do what you're doing in the regular season
as great as you can
in the playoffs?
And I'm telling you, most don't do that.
And I don't call Stockton and Malone chokers. They just lost to one of the greats. They were just like Elijah when got in. You know what I'm saying? Pat Ewing ain't a choker.
How do we know that? Like, how do we know that? He never won. He never won anything. If we're going to use a Peyton, first of all, if we're going to say Peyton Manning's a choker, then everybody who never won a title's a choker. That's the first bottom line.
Now, that's just preposterous.
And
this is what I'm saying. It's how you perform. And James Harden against San Antonio at home when he shot, it was a disaster.
Okay, he had a disaster. Yeah, what?
But people put it on him.
I didn't.
Yeah, but you're rare, Steiny. You're rare, man.
And I was talking to, who was
that? That hurt him, man. That hurt him.
How did it manifest itself?
Because
how did that hurt manifest itself? Who cares what you think or I think? That has no basis in reality.
He let his team down. He didn't perform.
No, he didn't. He did not
bring up the numbers on that game.
Bring them up, and then let's go through all 90 that year. You want to go through all 90 games? We'll go through all 90 games.
No, I guess I'm going through the most important one.
Oh, that's great.
Where they were supposed to count on.
Let's go through all the playoff games.
Well, then
you're gonna
we'll be here all night.
Let me guess. The Rockets are better without James Harden.
I would never say that. And nobody would say that. But it comes with the choker label, Steiny, right or wrong, man. I'm not making the rules. I'm just telling
you. Yeah, you are. You are part of the guys that are making the rules because you throw that word around. And you throw it around, and I just think it's a joke.
Like Bill Buckner didn't choke when he missed that Little League ground ball.
He made an error.
But on the biggest stage, and it was an easy play. That's all, Steiny.
Paul in Oakland. What's up, Paul?
Come on now.
It's actually Pablo, but it's all right.
Are you going to agree with Guru? Get him off.
Yeah. No, wait. Guru.
Go ahead, baby.
All right. So I believe I get you. I don't put Peyton Manning in the same degree to a lot of other players because Cam Newton was way better than him. Way better. But what happened? Cam Newton choked. Same thing with freaking Goff last year. Way better. He had the potential to just make two damn touchdowns, and he would have won. They would have won the game, but they didn't because they choked. A lot of these, the last couple of Super Bowls have been very disappointing, and which is sort of why a lot of people hate the Patriots, because in a little bit of inside, it feels like they don't deserve it. Same way I feel about Peyton Manning. The same reason why people talk about Eli Manning being in the Hall of Fame, because he has that one ring. But if he would not have won that championship, Eli Manning wouldn't be, as a player, no one would ever consider him to ever go in the Hall of Fame. But yeah, I think he's not necessarily a choker, but at the same time, I don't think he'd be held up to the same pedigree he would be put in if he wouldn't have won that championship. And I sort of feel like he didn't deserve it, given Cam Newton was a better player.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
There's a good one from the 415. Let me read it to you, Steiny. Choking is not losing. Choking is the inability to perform at the level in which you're expected to perform under the highest pressure.
Yeah. So Peyton Manning's done that.
Well, now he erased it. You can erase it. And Elway erased it. He erased it.
707. If you don't play.
Read it.
No, I'm not going to read it because I stopped talking because of you. Because of you saying that before Elway won a title, he was a choker. I mean, like, it's just hard. Everybody's a choker until they get it done. I get it.
No,
I
you're
just
on
disagree.
That street, Steiny. Because be a choker if you're not done.
John Elway was not on that street. He was not on that street.
He was monkey. He talks about the monkey on his back.
Dan Marino. What about Dan Marino?
One of the greatest quarterbacks ever lived.
Choker?
Nope.
Why not? He never
he
got
lost
it
to Joe
done.
Montana in the Super Bowl.
Well, Peyton Manning lost to Brady.
But me telling you that Dan Marino's not a choker should have you be like, you know what, Guru, okay, it ain't just about losing. You can lose and not be a choker because Dan Marino's not a choker. They lost to a better 49er team.
How can Dan Marino be less of a choker, less of a choker than like Peyton Manning or more of a choker than Peyton Manning?
He didn't have, to me, as many opportunities and the number one seed and put up Harden-like numbers in the NFL, get the number one seed, and lose it home to lesser teams.
Best quarterback in the NFL, most important position.
And we're, all three of them are in the top five or top ten, however you look at it.
It's arbitrary. You're just going to
No, it totally is. So, if you didn't have your best show and we were in New York for the one time we were in New York, and people love and know how good you are, could be in a bar having some Hennessy. Okay. Steiny, what happened? Did you choke? And you might be like, you know what?
How about Russell Wilson?
No, he got a ring. He got a Super
Bowl. He threw an interception.
Oh, well, he choked.
He threw an interception at the goal line of the Super Bowl.
He choked.
He choked the Super Bowl.
He's not a choker because he's got one, Steiny.
All right, I'm going to go with Andy in Nevada who says I'm missing the point. What's up, man?
You know, I'm gonna break tradition and for the first time ever disagree with Steiny and agree with Guru.
Wow.
It's pretty simple, okay? And the definition Guru just read hits it. When somebody who's really great comes out in a big game and throws out a stinker. And, okay, I'm really old compared to your audience. I remember those games distinctly. I write. I used to write for a living. Manning's stats were very bad in the playoffs compared to a season. And he got over it. And his last Super Bowl with Denver, he was a caretaker. He had the worst statistical Super Bowl of any winning quarterback, maybe with the exception of Trent Dilfer. So, but Manning overcame that. He had that phenomenal year in Denver. He played well. You can play well and lose. No one will think you're a choker. Now, I was at the game the Warriors got to their first championship, and we had to beat Houston in the last game. It came down to the last shot. Houston had a chance to beat us, 2-point game. They threw it to Harden. He didn't know what to do with it.
Was that when he turned it over?
Threw it over to some non-shooter at the top of the key with like 3 seconds instead of taking a shot. The guy took it and threw it right back to him. Harden just had Curry and Clay near him. He just froze, dribbled it off his foot. Mm-hmm. I think at that time, Harden wasn't up for the moment. Call him what you like. People will call him a choker. Now he's more seasoned. He can handle it. That's what I got.
Thanks, Andy. Don't ever answer the call anymore from Andy in Novato. He's the guy who sounds like the East Coast, but he's from Novato. Get him off.
This the one, Steiny.
You know I'm messing with you, Andy.
How do you process this one? And this is the epitome of choke. For me, right or wrong, the Buffalo Bills, who did a whole lot of winning, Jim Kelly, as great as he is in the Hall of Fame.
So the
when
Bills,
you get to the big dance those many
team?
Times,
did
no,
the,
no,
the
Jim,
entire team.
See,
what about the guy?
I'm
what
going
about
Jim
Scott
Kelly because he was the one constant.
What about Scott Norwood?
Yeah, he choked too.
So Scott Norwood misses a game winning field goal.
Whitney Houston,
and
Southern National Anthem.
Jim Kelly is a choker.
If I asked you. Jim Kelly's record in Super Bowls, how would you process that to me?
Ask me if Jim Kelly's a choker.
Jim That's Kelly a choker?
Not even close. Not even close. Not
explain,
even remotely
okay, how
close.
Do you explain the Bills? It comes with the territory. Steiny, he was the quarterback multiple times.
Okay.
And
what
they
are you
didn't
getting
win.
At?
Him and Marv Levy are chokers.
Half the world is chokers. Losers are chokers is what you're saying. That's sure what it sounds like. I mean, the dude who lost the Masters, that I might say was a choke. Vanderveld?
Okay.
Vanderveld.
But team sports, it can't be.
You can do whatever you want. I'll just have to disagree with it. Jerry West is a great one. Jerry West is one of the greatest of all time ones. Steel Reserve, what's up, man?
What's up, fellas? Hey, what's up, man? I'm going to call you guys. I was driving home the other day, and I heard myself on a Matt Silas and Guru commercial giving y'all props. And I was like, man, I'm going to buy these cats a beer or a drink one of these days when I see them. And I'm just letting y'all know, man, like, not because I'm on there, but you guys make the day so much easier sometimes, bro. I'm going to do a shout-out real quick to all the garbage truck drivers out there in the South Bay area. You guys make a lot of our days go by quick, brother, and forget about the troubles at times.
Wow.
Keep it up, fellas.
Thank you, man. Thanks, Steel Reserve. I needed to hear that,
yeah,
too, right now.
Wow.
You didn't need to hear it. You're on cloud nine. I'm the one who's getting beat up.
How are you getting beat up? You ain't bloody. I don't see no bruises.
You got my boy Andy from Novato, who's really from Long Island, siding with you.
Yeah, that did feel kind of good. But, Steiny, it ain't personal, buddy.
That is, actually. It's actually very personal because you basically are deciding, just you.
And I guess that's the beauty of sports, though. Steiny, this is what I'm just trying to get over to you. Forget me. There's choking in sports, whether you like it or not.
I don't think so.
That's why we watch.
You know why there's choking
right
in sports?
Or wrong, fair. Dudes get labeled and gals get labeled. It ain't correct. Steiny, but it comes with the territory. Listen, real quick, if Beyonce went to the concert and she sounded like she was scratching a chalkboard and didn't have her best performance, but she's had 50 million great ones, they're going to say Beyonce at such and such place choked.
No, they're not.
And Beyonce's going to be like, you know what, Steiny, I choked.
Because most people, so how was her voice? Maybe she'd done 14 concerts before, and her voice was shot.
Dude, you are forgiven, man.
No, you just don't get it. You don't get it.
Okay,
man.
What am I missing? What and what is the American public missing about choking in sports?
It doesn't happen every single game like you think it does.
Exactly.
It's happened like four times in history, as far as I'm concerned. So, what are you not like? With all due respect, and what do you even know about choking? What do you even know about it? You've never played at that level, so how do you even know?
I'm a professional fan. I earned the right.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you this. If Jim Kelly were to walk through here
and you
were to take a ride with him and he told you how great he was in the Super Bowl, what would you say? Hold on, Jim. I'm looking at your record.
Why would Jim Kelly brag about his Super Bowl record? So
if there's not that's my whole point. If there's not choking, Steiny, there's winners and losers. And Jim Kelly's a great quarterback. But he can't tell you crap about how good he was in the Super Bowl that he never won multiple times. He couldn't get him done.
So what?
There's a block
Jim Kelly, yes. One of the greatest college quarterbacks of all time, one of the greatest pro quarterbacks of all time. What can't he talk to us about?
How
under pressure?
How to win a Super Bowl?
Oh my God,
that's what I'm saying.
Oh my God,
you give me that.
So no, and you know what? I got to get out of here before I start really insulting you. I'm telling you. So Scott Norwood misses a field goal to win a game, and it affects Jim Kelly's legacy. Now, Jim Kelly has to stay a choker. Okay. Jim Kelly stays a choker because Scott Norwood misses a field goal.
Okay, there were other Super Bowls.
Greg in Oakland. Yeah, I know. And everybody's got to go undefeated in your Super Bowl and your NBA Finals, and if you don't, you know, that's fine. Go ahead. Greg, go ahead, man.
Hey, how you boys? How you boys?
I'm pissed off.
Help us out, Greg.
I just want to take a shot at bringing this back to basketball, and being a Warriors fan since I was 3 years old, I want to say that all this stuff about this one man show choking at the last minute is why we never needed KD. And I'll just take my response off the air.
You know what? I'm not giving you a response off the air.
Okay. Here I go, I'm going to let you. When Pat Ewing missed that layup against the Pacers, and it was a makeable shot, and he needed – Pat Ewing had the monkey on his back.
I don't think he choked.
If I had called you that night and said, man, Pat Ewing choked because he missed that bunny.
I say you use that word too liberally, and I don't really think you have any clue about whether he choked or not. That's what I would have to say.
And when the Yankees were up 3-0 on the Red Sox a few years back in the Red Sox, didn't a team choke?
No. I mean, like, how does a team of 25 guys, like, all choke? Were they all like this, shaking at the bat?
I don't know. They were
exactly.
up 3-0.
You don't know. So don't say they choked.
But we know the outcome.
That's great. So an outcome, a single outcome doesn't mean you choked. Otherwise, again, you're saying it again. Every loser's a choker.
I'm not saying that.
Yes,
you said that earlier. I didn't.
No, you did, essentially.
They're like Jackie Smith in the Super Bowl. He dropped a touchdown. That would have gave the Cowboys and went over the Steelers.
A choker.
You got to catch the ball.
That's a no-brainer. And who threw him that ball? Who threw him that ball?
Staubach.
Oh, and Staubach didn't get a ring, did he?
No. Nope.
What a choker.
See,
Staubach was. What are you talking about?
People take it in context.
Same thing as Scott Norwood. Same thing as Scott Norwood.
I'd be a Norwood, but my point is, when you look at it totality, Jim Kelly couldn't get a Super Bowl win.
Right. Neither could Doug Flutie. Neither could Donovan McNabb. Neither could Roman Gabriel. Neither could most quarterbacks in the NFL.
Because I don't like that you think
every loss is a choke. Did the Warriors choke after
they
won 73 games and didn't win a title?
When they were up 3-1, yes.
They choked. Okay.
Yeah, and it's in the record books.
I would never say that. I would never say that the Warriors choked against the Cleveland Cavaliers.
What about the other night when the Clippers got their one win and they were up 31?
Okay.
If somebody said
it's a comeback, it's a fluke, it happened.
How often does it happen from 31?
Just answer me.
Yeah, I just answered it. Yes, they did.
Okay. Well, you and I use different words
to describe
things.
But why does that upset you, I guess I'm asking?
Because, again, it's like you don't get it, bro. You don't know what a choke is.
I know math.
No, you don't.
And if you're up 31 at home
right. In
a playoff game,
yeah.
We don't see that normal. It's okay. Not normal. It's abnormal.
You're right.
So it's okay to say they choked and you not get mad at the notion that
no,
I'm not saying
like,
they're chokers forever.
I don't like when
forever.
A guy like you talks about pro athletes choking. I can't stand that.
But I'm the same as you. Because you've not
That's
played
right,
pro.
And I don't say it. because I have enough respect for sports to not call one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time a choker. Jim Kelly's a choker. Okay. All right.
Did I not give Jim Kelly his props?
You called him a choker. I don't care what props
you gave. I called him one of the greatest quarterbacks in the game, too.
But he choked. He choked in the biggest moments. He choked. He choked, according to you. Jim Kelly.
Greg Norman ever in
game,
a major choke?
Probably played 400. Golf's different. It's an individual game. I said a guy.
But it does, I just,
I know. You need like to.
It's not every. No,
you like, need.
Like, we could watch a game tonight.
And you'll
in
find
the,
chokers.
No. OKC could lose. Great game, 108-104. Snidely, that don't mean you could call me or text me, oh, Guru's going to say somebody, give me the choker. You got to see how the game plays out in big moments. Drop balls.
Who's playing tonight? I'm going to tell you right now, nobody's going to choke tonight. Nobody. Somebody may miss a big foul shot. Somebody may miss a 30-footer with a game on the line. Did Steph Curry choke when he missed that shot with 9 seconds to go with Montrezl Harrell underneath?
No,
what are you talking about? That was a game winner.
And I would have told you.
And that's what I'm saying. Here's the difference. It's what you decide as opposed to what you don't decide as a choker.
And you know I'm not the only one on earth that uses that word. You know it's in sports vernacular. You know.
Like Don Nelson with the shrimp.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I wish I could get to the root of why you really hate it. Because it ain't just
because
me.
Because I played college. I played high school, and all I ever did, as much as I tried and practiced, I played Division III basketball. My peon life, all right, of Division III basketball, I think I've got a respect for how good you have to be to make it to the NBA. And
so I'm losing sight of that?
If
you think that even the 15th player on an NBA bench, they were the man at some point in their life. Stoney's kind of fun. It's not defining.
It's not fun to me.
I would never.
We got to go. Yeah. I don't mean to cut you off.
No,
we're already late. All right, Pop and Bonte are next. Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. Talk to you tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.